It looks like it was a pretty slow week. Also, a low number of boats on the water, only about 40 people out there in District 15.
Yeah, that's below average, but not a lot below average for a number of boats. But the catch was dramatically lower than what we expected and what we hoped for. And I think everybody's kind of very surprised. All the fishermen anyway are very surprised that the sockeye didn't show up either in the lower end 15C or up by Glacier Point. You know, we'd heard that the subsistence fishing wasn't bad and was good actually on the Chilcat side, and my expectation was much higher. For sure.
And last week it looked like things might have been looking up for sockeye. We're up to about 6,000 fish, and then this week down to 2,000.
Yeah, and typically this would be more of a week where we would get, you know, the average is 18,000 around there for the harvest, and it was last week. So we're coming in really weak with the Chilcat run. And, you know, usually if the Chilcoot's weak, then you can count on the Chilcat, and we get in this mindset of sort of expecting that to be the case. And right now the escapement is good on Chilcat, right around 40,000, which is tracking I think, 110,000 projection. But if you don't have the fish coming in at this time right now, then those projections aren't very good, really. There's a lot of fish in the river, we think, but there's not that many fish that are available to harvest anyway that we've found.
What does that say to you? Is this it, or are you still waiting for those fish to come?
No, I'm still waiting. I mean, there's some indication that the fish are, you know, we're hitting along the Hawk Inlet shoreline with the same fleet as caught some sockeye along that shoreline, and they should be coming our way. I was thinking a lot about closing all of 15C this week, which would allow just a pulse of fish to get all the way into the upper end, because it's easier and better for me to manage from the north than it is to try and figure out the management in the south end. It gives me more time to react if I know what the strength of the run is here. But I ended up giving one day in 15C just so we can sort of assess what's coming in. And then one day or 2 days in 15A, and I expanded that area to be all the way across on the east shore from Sherman, from Seduction down to Point Sherman, and also Chilcat Inlet a little bit.
This is the next opening, or
yeah,
this past
the next opening. Okay, the next opening, yeah.
So as far as chum goes, we're expecting that to continue to decline, and it did a lot.
Yeah, well, it's the tail end of the summer chum run, and that's just the dregs of the what's left, really. But we're looking, you know, usually beginning of September and into September, we'll start to see the fall chum. You know, historically, a long time ago, that used to be a very big run with, you know, 500,000 fish, but hasn't been that way for 10 or 15 years, really. But we're always hopeful that maybe they'll come back, yeah.
And the pink harvest was also way down from last week. There were about 14,000 last week and only 3,000 fish harvested in this district this week.
Yeah, and that's a lot of that's due to the fact that we couldn't get into Chilcoot Inlet, where we knew there were a lot of pinks, and also that I had the east shoreline closed, where there were more pinks, and then the final thing is that the fish are just up the river, like Endicott River is plugged with pink salmon, and same with the Beardsley River down at William Henry, so the pinks are through and into the river systems, same with Chilcat and Chilcoot, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And then zero kings harvested this week.
Yeah, I know.
I guess would be expected for the time of year, and also these new management restrictions.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't say no retention, but we had no retention because there were no kings caught. You know, I heard rumors of maybe one or two out there still swimming around. We got one on the fish wheels recently. So these a big female that was full of eggs, ready to go up the river. So they're still around, but it's good that we're not catching them at all at this point. And they're past. So
last week we talked about the no retention across the board in Southeast, but it hadn't been applied to net fisheries yet. Is that still the case?
Yeah, I sort of misspoke. It has been applied to the seine fishery for fish that are 21 inches and under. Fish that are 21 inches and under, they can retain. And above that, they have to sort them out. For the gillnetters, we haven't instituted a policy that I'm aware of yet that about no retention. Mostly we don't catch them at this time of year here anyway. Down south, I'm not sure exactly what the numbers are. I didn't pay attention to that, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So. So you mentioned the escapement numbers on the Chilkat are looking good.
Yeah, the Chilkat started fairly slowly in some ways, but then has just been steady, like a steady number of fish going up into the lake, which is really good. We're at 40,000, which is much better than last year. Last year we made the goal, but just barely, really. And this year, I guess we had 85 last year. This year, the projection is to be right in the middle of the goal range, which is 70 to 150. And it all depends on what's in the ocean at this time. And that's where I'm a little, I don't understand why we didn't harvest more fish last week. If the run is as strong as it appears to be, then there should have been fish in the harvest last week. And we're still getting fish in the wheels, and there's a delay sometimes between the fishery or the fish wheels and Chilkat Lake up to 3 weeks. You know, sometimes they zip right up there in a few days, but sometimes it's a long time. So we're sort of dependent on the both two things, the fish that are in the river, but also the fish that are still incoming in the ocean. And right now I'm not seeing a lot in the ocean. So my mind is to give it one more shot. And then if the fish don't show up this week, sockeye, we're going to slow way down in terms of time and area even further than we have. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about on the Chilkoot?
Chilkoot, I'm assuming everything's passed. The sockeye are up there, pretty much. That's why I opened up the east shore again, south of Mud Bay, or south of Seduction. Because it's 90% of the run traditionally is through the weir by this time. And we're sitting at 36,000 about. So the goal is 38, the minimum. So very close, tantalizingly close, and 600 yesterday, I think. And so I think we'll make the goal anyway. Yeah.
Do you have... We're a little over halfway through August now. Mm. Do you have any feelings about how this season has been as a whole so far?
Well, I think everybody realizes that without the enhanced chum, we wouldn't have much of a season this year. And that's not a good place to be in, because this fishery used to be run on the wild stocks and used to be a healthy, strong fishery, both with good sockeye returns and then good fall chum and coho returns. And now where the fishermen have become very dependent on the enhanced fish, which is a good thing. I mean, there was money to be made. The price was good. And so I think that, you know, people have their seasons in already in some ways, you know. But it seems a little bit too much dependency on an enhanced fish and not enough. We're not getting the strength of the wild sockeye this year that I had hoped we would have. So, but I think in general, a good year for the fishermen, and if we make escapement goals, then an okay year for the ecosystem, but not such a good year for harvest of sockeye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we already talked about the next opening. Mm-hmm. So, is there anything else you want to say? Otherwise, I think we've covered it.
Yeah. I just say we picked up another person at the weir, and so we're Chilkoot weir, and the bears are behaving all right out there. So, everything's running fairly smoothly right now. Yeah.
Great.
Okay.